But come on, any rivalry in world sport, if you get one over one of your main rivals away from home in the final few minutes, it is the sweetest taste.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, Mac Hansen to learn his fate following his Christmas refereeing rant. Two Munster Academy products sign new deals at the province. And both France and England have seen key players ruled out of this year's Six Nations. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First today, we head to the Dexcom, where there's news aplenty. First off, Mac Hansen is to face a disciplinary panel tomorrow following his incendiary comments regarding URC officials. You may recall, in the wake of Connacht's 20-12 loss to Leinster at the Aviva in Christmas week, Hansen had this to say regarding the standard of officiating towards his province.
I feel like we get this every week. We never get any calls, ever. I've been feeling this for years now. Like, you can't possibly tell me yourself sitting there, like, checking the Gus McCarthy one. How much did they check that? 10, 11 times? Bundy gets a direct hit to the head. It's quite obvious. No call. Doesn't care. It's like, we get that every time. So, I don't know if you can hear the frustration in my voice, because it's starting to get to the point where it's, honestly, it's bullshit, and it's starting to get really frustrating for us, because, you know, people will say we're an inconsistent team, but Jesus Christ, when you're getting some of the calls we're getting, like, of course you're going to be. And as I said, we're not making excuses by any means, but, like, when you just get it week after week, I feel it's got to be spoken about now, because it's just getting to a point where it's starting to really piss us off, because we just felt like we're getting played out of games. And we never, ever get any calls. Didn't even look back at it. And then Josh goes off with a direct hit to the head again. And I was talking to Touchy, he goes, oh, well, when you're tackling, you lead with the head. What? That doesn't make any sense. That's a penalty, regardless. So he's actually said, he's hit him in the head with his head, but because he was bent over, it was fine or something like that. When he smacked him in the back of the head with his head, and no call at all, not even a look back. Like, we get that every time. So he'd be in a tough situation if he says it, but, like, I feel like we need to, like, just needs to be said. Like, it's really fucking starting to, yeah, get to us, like, as a team.
That audio recorded on the night by the Examiner's Brendan O'Brien, and prior to Ireland's opening Six Nations fixture at home to England on February 1st, Connacht have Challenge Cup fixtures against Leon and Cardiff, and a URC game away to Glasgow. Hansen must now be rendered as doubtful for all of the above, pending the outcome of tomorrow's disciplinary hearing. Speaking ahead of that Leon game today, Connacht head coach Peter Wilkins says he was not aware that Hansen's comments were coming at the time. And while he stopped short of endorsing the winger's opinion, Wilkins believes it is a positive that a conversation has been started regarding URC officiating.
Yeah, look, I think one of the values of rugby has been the respect for referees, obviously, in the professional era. It becomes more complicated, but it's hard for me to say. Obviously, the hearing tomorrow, I want to make sure I don't say anything that's going to swing anything either way. So, look, if there's been a conversation started in the public or the media, so be it. I don't think that was Mac's intentions, but look, we'll just see how tomorrow goes, and hopefully I have a fair hearing and we'll take it from there.
Connacht were dealt a blow today with the news that attack coach Mark Sexton is leaving the province at the end of the season. It's believed he'll be joining up with Ulster, having worked under their head coach Richie Murphy when winning a pair of under-20 Grand Slams with Ireland. Wilkins says they're already drawing up a list of potential replacements for Sexton, while it's also been reported that Munster are keeping tabs on Connacht's defence coach Cully Tucker, wanting him to work with their scrum. However, Wilkins is unaware of any further potential departures from his coaching group.
No, I'm not aware of anyone else going. So if there is, I mean, there's always rumours around coaches and players, aren't there? It's part of the excitement of professional sport. But no, there's nothing either I'm aware of and hiding, or nothing to report officially either, I can assure you of that.
There is positive contract news from Connacht today. Experienced back row Paul Boyle has signed a 2-year extension. Also putting pen to paper on a new 2-year deal today is scrum half Ben Murphy. While there's still no sign of a new head coach at Munster, they have tied down two of their academy products to new contracts. Tom Ahern and winger Shay McCarthy have both signed new two-year deals today. Following a delayed start to the season, Ahern has started in four of the six Munster games in which he's been involved since, including starts against both Ulster and Leinster over the Christmas. McCarthy made a speedy debut in October of 2023, shortly after arriving at the Munster Academy, and he made his Champions Cup debut against Bayonne in December of 2023. He made a try-scoring impression during his first two games of this season against Zebre and the Ospreys. Ahern, for his part, is delighted to sign that new deal.
Yeah, I'm getting there. Obviously, it wasn't the most ideal start to the season, but look, the only thing that kind of gets you up to speed, like you said, is a good run of games, and kind of had that now in the last few weeks, and hopefully touching wood, it continues and I can continue improving around all aspects of my game, my fitness and just all everything in.
Munster's injury list, meanwhile, is beginning to clear. Dermot Kilgallen is finally set for a debut appearance after his summer move from Connacht, having recovered from a wrist injury. Conor Murray, Jack O'Donoghue and Dermot Barron are all set for returns from their respective injuries against Saracens this week. Peter O'Mahony, though, will be monitored this week as he works his way back from a contusion to his calf. Munster welcome Saracens to Thomond Park on Saturday evening in Pool 3 of the Investec Champions Cup. And with an Ireland squad to be named next week, in-form centre Tom Farrell is hoping to do enough to force his way into Simon Easterby's thinking, but is aware of the traffic ahead of him.
Like, I'm fully aware of the personnel that are there. You have three potential British and Irish lines there who have been in and around the team for the last 5 or 10 years. So, where, like, what they're doing and how good of a players they are. So, obviously, it'll take something outstanding or something worldly to displace them at this stage in my career. But look, I won't rule it out. Never say never, but you never know. Another good 2 or 3 weeks under my belt, anything can happen.
Ian Henderson, Ethan McElroy and prop Callum Reid are all back in the Ulster fold ahead of Saturday's Pool 1 contest with Leicester. Stuart Moore is also back after missing Ulster's last three games with a thigh injury. To balance out that positive news, Rob Herring picked up a calf injury in the warm-up for the recent win over Connacht and will be monitored this week. Perhaps more seriously, Mike Lowry suffered a thigh injury in that same game and is definitely ruled out of Saturday's match at Welford Road. Lowry joins an injury list that already includes Rob Balakoon, Stuart McCloskey, Ben Moxham, James Hume, Marcus Ray, Sean Reffel, Tom Stewart and Jacob Stockdale. Tadhg Furlong is edging closer to his first appearance since October. A persistent hamstring injury has kept the Tighthead sidelined through all of Ireland's autumn series and out the other side for Leinster. But ahead of Sunday's game away to La Rochelle, Leinster say Furlong has stepped up his rehabilitation and will be monitored through this week. Leinster will be boosted by the returns of Kieran Frawley, Hugo Keenan and Thomas Clarkson for the renewal of acquaintances with Ronan O'Gara's side. Jack Conan and Max Deegan will also be available in the pack. While he wasn't likely to be involved on Sunday, scrum half Teddy Irabaren has left La Rochelle. He was signed from Racing in the summer of 2023, starting in 7 of his 20 appearances last season, coming off the bench in both of last season's meetings with Leinster. Irabaren's contract was due to run until the end of next season, but it's now been terminated by mutual consent. Now, just to let you know that Off the Ball's Six Nations preview at the Olympia Theatre is now sold out, but stay tuned to find out how you can win some highly exclusive and much sought-after tickets. Owen will be joined on stage by Brian O'Driscoll, Austin Healy, Aoife Wafer, Alan Quinlan, Jerry Thornley and Andy Dunn. Some of our lucky audience members will leave with some great prizes as well, including match tickets for those Six Nations games at home to England and France. Don't miss out on future OTB events like this one. Sign up now for advance notice and pre-sale tickets at offtheball.com/insider and stay tuned to Off The Ball social channels for more. Now, speaking of the Six Nations, England and France have both seen key players ruled out of the competition. England winger Emmanuel Faye-Wabosso will miss the entirety of England's campaign, which begins, of course, against Ireland. He suffered a dislocated shoulder in his club Exeter's 21 points to 10 defeat to Sale in the Premiership just before Christmas and requires surgery on the injury. Faye-Wabosso only made his England debut in last year's Six Nations win over Italy, with his first of 5 international tries coming the following month against Scotland. Missing the Six Nations will be a massive blow for a player who is widely considered to be a shoe-in for Andy Farrell's Lions squad in the summer. France back row Charles Olivon is also out of the Six Nations. Scans have revealed that the Toulon skipper suffered a torn cruciate ligament in their recent Top Couture's outing against Racing. Olivon started all 5 of France's Six Nations games last season and was also involved in a pair of their recent autumn internationals. He'll likely be out for around 6 months, meaning his season with Toulon is almost certainly over. Italy, meanwhile, will be without prop Mirko Spagnolo for their first two games in the Six Nations. He was red carded in Benetton's win over Zebre in the URC and has been given a 5-week suspension for the croc roll that warranted that red card. Spagnolo, so, will miss Benetton's Champions Cup games with Bristol and La Rochelle, as well as the URC fixture with the Ospreys, but he'll also be ruled out of Italy's fixtures with Scotland and Wales in early February. Finally, former Ulster and Ireland lock Jeremy Davidson is stepping back from his role as Castres head coach with immediate effect. He was due to hand over the reins to Javier Sadurni at the end of this season, with the decision made not to renew Davidson's 2-year deal. For the remainder of this season, Davidson will work as an advisor to Castres president Pierre-Yves Revol. Davidson spoke recently of his desire to coach back in Ireland someday, admitting though that he'd need to win a trophy in France first to make that a credible possibility. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name's Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then.